以下讲课是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇二十二章三十二节，讲经的题目是 Prasadam 感官享乐，讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2002年11月10号，地点是香港庙的。梵文的诗节是这样的：那他帕拉塔罗罗基本心刷斯塔维亚迪克拉玛亚阿迪安亚西亚普里亚斯瓦姆阿玛纳刷维亚迪克拉玛。
For self-realization. Self refers to the super self and the individual self.The Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Living Entity. When, however, one becomes more interested in the body and bodily sense gratification, he creates for himself obstructions on the path of self-realization. By the influence of Maya, one becomes more interested in sense gratification, which is prohibited in this world.For those interested in self-realization. Instead of becoming interested in sense gratification, one should divert his activities to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Soul. Anything performed contrary to this principle is certainly against one's self-interest.
今日读圣典博雅谈第四篇第廿二章第三十二个诗节，译文：除咗系谂住啊一啲其他对诶、除咗谂住自己一个人咧，系其他嘢咧，除咗系自我呢个嘅觉悟啊嘅可以取悦到自己嘅其他嘅谂住，除咗呢样嘢可以。除此之外可以取悦到自己的话，其实是一个很大的障碍，对于自我利益来讲。要指人类生命来讲，是特别是要来是自我觉悟的。自我的意思就是说自尊的自我和是个别的自我的。即是说自尊人的守神和是个别的生物体。但是当一个人呢覺得啊，係更加有興趣於身體啦，同埋身體嘅感官享樂嘅話咧，佢就創造俾自己一個嘅障礙啊，喺呢個靈修路途之上嘅。透過咧係假象嘅 Maya 嘅影響嚟講咧，一個人咧係變得咧係更加有興趣於咧係感官享樂呢樣嘢嚟講咧，就係阻礙啊呢個世界啊係走向咧係自我覺悟啊嘅利益嘅。而啊一個人咧係。一个人咧唔应该咧系咁有兴趣于感官享乐啦，反之咧一个人咧应该咧系转佢嘅活动咧去满足咧系至尊灵魂咧嘅感官啊。任何嘅事务咧系同呢个嘅原则相反嘅话咧，都肯定咧系有违咧一个人自我嘅利益嘅。
Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sanat Kumara is instructing Maharaj Prithu about the process of spiritual enlightenment.
This is the first time that the background is talking about Sanat Kumara is Prithu Maharaj about self-realization.
Now for Sanat Kumar, his position is a little different from ours because he has taken the position by his power, he has taken the position that he will remain in the form of a young child and not grow old.
Sanat Kumar, his position is a little different from ours because he has taken the position by his power, he is taking the position that he will
He considered that would be the best position for them, that in this way he would avoid...any obstructions to the path of spiritual progress.
咁佢點解咁做咧？佢覺得咧咁樣做可以咧，令到佢喺呢個靈修裏邊咧冇任何嘅障礙嘅。
young children don't have very strong desires.
一個小孩來說，他沒有什麼那麼強烈的慾望。
But we find that people grow up and they come to in the age of youth, and then fully grown people, then their desires are very strong.
一個小孩呢，他成長到到青年啦，到到係成人的時候咧，咁佢嘅慾望咧就越嚟越強噶啦。
So as it is described here, the goal of life is actually meant for self-realization.
咁呢度描述咧，佢話人生嘅目標咧就應該係自我覺悟嘅。
Self-realization means not only to understand our own individual self, but also the supreme soul and our relationship.
自我覺悟並不只係單單咧係自己咧，仲係有關於係呢個至尊嘅自我嘅，同埋咧兩者嘅關係。
And today we're hearing that anything else, any interest in becoming interested in material life, it is a great obstruction to our spiritual advancement.
咁呢個要只講到啦，如果我哋有興趣於感官享樂嘅話咧，係喺靈修上一個障礙嚟嘅。
That even though we may be engaged in devotional service,
咁即使我哋中喺呢個嘅即係日子裏邊都有係從事奉獻服務都好啦。
We have to be careful about avoiding acts of sense gratification.
咁我哋要避免咧係關於呢個嘅自我感官享樂咧呢個嘅。
Now this is not so easy to describe what is actually sense gratification.
咁其實要界定咧，係何為感官享樂咧，都唔係咁易嘅。
It's not black and white. It's not so cut and dry that you can just describe it so clearly to everyone.
並不是咧，可以咧係好容易啦，咁樣即係唔係黑就白啊，咁容易去解釋嘅。
Of course, we say you cannot eat meat, fish, and eggs. We have the four regulative principles. They're very clear.
咁當然啦，我哋要守嗰四個戒條啦，例如係唔食魚肉蛋啦。咁呢個係好清楚嘅。
So that is certainly sense gratification.
咁如果做嗰啲嘢咧，肯定係屬於感官享樂啦。
That is not just sense gratification. It is sinful life.
唔單止感官享樂，其實係罪惡活動添。
But just following the four regulative principles doesn't mean that we're free of sense gratification.
但如果只係守嗰四個戒條，並不代表咧我哋已經免於咧係感官享樂。
Because in other activities, there's always in our eating and sleeping, there's always a tendency for sense gratification.
因為好多其他活動，好似我哋飲食啊、睡眠啊，其他活動咧，好容易咧有傾向咧係感官享樂嘅。
So, does this mean we cannot have sense gratification?
咁並不就係咪即係代表咗我哋唔應該有感官享樂咧
？Are we not supposed to eat?
係咪我哋唔應該食嘢咧
？You know, we eat prasadam. Can that be sense gratification?
咁我哋進食呢個 prasadam 係咪代表有感官享樂咧
？What do you think?
你有咩意見啊
？Is that sense gratification?
屬唔屬於感官享樂
？Spiritual enjoyment.
靈性嘅享樂。
Well, we have to be careful.
咁我哋要小心一啲啊。
I mean, certainly it can be spiritual if we have that consciousness.
咁可以係靈性嘅，但係我哋有個意識之覺咧，知道呢個係 prasadam。
We don't simply honor prasadam. We don't say take, but we should say honor prasadam.
我哋唔係單單話講係食 prasadam 咧，仲係話係榮耀嘅。
But we have to respect prasadam with the consciousness that it's we're taking this for our purification.
咁我哋要榮耀呢個 prasadam 咧，就係諗住咧可以淨化我哋嘅。
Then that is really prasadam.
咁就係真係我哋就係真係 prasadam 啦，食緊。
That is why before we take prasadam, we're supposed to recite the prayer written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sharira, we should say this prayer.
咁所以咧，我哋其實喺榮耀 prasadam 之前咧，我哋應該咧就係去朗誦咧一個 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所寫嘅土文啊 ，Sharira Rujaja。
Even though we know that the food is being offered to the deities and it's prasadam, still we have a material conception when the food comes before us.
雖然咧，我哋理論上知道咧，呢啲食物咧係曾經供奉俾至尊主咧，但係依然咧，我哋有物質嘅概念嘅。
Yeah, so yeah.
去睇呢啲食物嘅。
Or Chaitanya is throwing flowers. So, if we have a material conception in honoring prasadam, that is sense gratification.
如果我哋用物质嘅概念咧嚟到去荣耀祭遇嘅话咧，咁变咗系一种感官享乐。
Probably we all have the tendency we would think I like that, I don't like that.
可能个个都有个倾向啦，我喜欢食呢样，我唔喜欢食嗰样。
We'll take more of the things we like and we'll avoid the things we don't like.
我哋会食多啲喜欢食嘅嘢啦，而唔食咧系自己唔中意食嘅嘢。
But that, you know, we should actually see prasadam, you know, that it's all Krishna's mercy.
但我哋反之咧，应该睇咧 prasadam 其实全部都系 Krishna 嘅恩赐嚟嘅。
Sometimes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and also Srila Prabhupada, when they would have Mahaprasadam, they would say, mix everything together.
咁有時Bhaktisiddhanta咧會同嗰啲門徒講啦，當Mahaprasadam出嚟嘅時候咧，你將所有嗰啲嘅食物咧，各種各類咧都混埋一齊啦。
Mix all the sweets and the and everything that
將啲甜品啊、撈飯啊、撈菜啊
，and then distribute.
咁跟住派俾外邊啲人。
I think even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to honor his own prasadam like this. He would mix everything.
Bhaktisiddhanta, 当他是荣耀 prasadam 的时候，他都是这样做的，都是捞在一起的。
Just so that he would not have any material conception in honoring prasadam.
即是说呢，他想免于物质的概念去看这些 prasadam.
So,In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that sense gratification is like salt.
在这个圣经博加谈咁讲啊，佢话感官享乐咧就好似系盐咁样嘅。
If there is no salt, then the cooking is not very enjoyable.
佢话咧，当如果系煮食嘅时候咧，如果唔落盐咧，咁咧肯定系唔好食嘅。
And it should also be not there should not be too much salt.
咁但系放盐嘅时候，亦都唔可以放太多嘅。
Last night Ramachandra cooked an offering and I took his sabji and I thought, oh, it's too much salt.
咁啊，琴晚咧系 Ramachandra 煮呢个嘅供奉嘅时候咧，咁我试下佢嘅煮嗰啲嗰个嘅sabji咧系太多盐啦。
But he liked it.
但系佢中意。
So not everyone takes the same amount of salt.
咁即系话咧，唔系话个人咧佢个份量食盐个份量一样嘅。
So we should understand not everyone can have the same amounts or has.Will have the same desire amounts of sense gratification.
即系话每个人佢接受感官享乐嘅程度亦都唔同啦。
What is the nature of sense gratification for one person may be another person's devotional service.
对于同一个活动咧，一个人可以系睇感官享乐啦，而同一个活动咧，另一个人咧可以睇下系奉献服务嚟嘅。
Yesterday we spoke about sleeping.
昨天我们讲了关于睡眠的。
How some people have to sleep more, a little more, and others can sleep a little less.
同样呢，有些人需要睡多一点，有些人不需要睡那么多。
Brihad can sleep just 3 hours at night.
Brihad 可以一晚是睡3小时的。
And we have to sleep 6 or 7.
那我们其他人可能要睡6小时、7小时。
So,different, for different, the different, there are different strokes for different people.Folks, we say for different people, they do things different way.
即系话咧，佢即系每个人咧都有即系做嘅嘢都系唔同嘅，同埋咧系唔同程度嘅。
But the important thing is that the purpose of all our activities should be for the pleasure of Krishna.
咁但系个重点咧就系我哋所做任何活动咧，应该系专注于为 Krishna 喜乐咧而做嘅。
I remember when I was in New York, we had a very regulated austere diet for the whole temple.
咁以前咧，我喺紐約嗰陣時咧，咁成個廟咧，嗰啲奉獻者咧都有一啲嘅好苦行嘅食譜咧係食嘅。
There were no sweets all week.
咁啊，成個星期咧都冇甜品食嘅。
Only on the Sunday there would be some sweets.
淨係星期日先有甜品嘅。
So the Charanamrita was really.Delicious. It was really made very well.
咁當時咧，嗰個嘅神像嘅藥粥水咧 ，Chinanamita 咧係好好味嘅。
They would put sour cream. You know sour cream. In America, they have the thing this sour cream. Big corn is sour cream.
咁佢哋擺一啲酸忌廉落去啊。
And they would put sour cream in the Chinanamita, and you know it was really nectar.
咁當時擺咗酸忌廉喺呢個 Chinanamita。嗰、那個藥粥嘅甘露裏邊咧，咁啊真係好好食。
So Some people would really get big spoons, the Charanamrita.
咁有啲人咧，佢想攞大大羹啲嚟食嘅。
And some people would say, other devotees say, that's sense gratification. You're having sense gratification.
咁啲人咁做嘅时候，其他奉献者就指责佢，你呢个咧系感官享乐，你食咁多。
So is that sense gratification to take Charanamrita?
咁呢个如果食呢个 Charanamrita 系咪属于系感官享乐咧？
Well, it depends on our consciousness.
咁视乎咧，我哋当时嗰个意识之觉啦。
If we're actually honoring the Charanamrita for our purification, that is not sense gratification.
如果我哋嘅心态系谂住咧，系为咗我个人嘅净化而系去食呢个咁呢个嘅 Charanamrita 嘅话咧，咁呢个就唔系啦。
But if we simply take the Charanamrita just to satisfy the feeling of our tongue, to give some nice pleasing taste to the tongue, that is sense gratification.
但如果我哋心態咧諗住咧可以令到我舌頭咧有啲味道啊，所以品嚐啲甜味嘅話咧，咁可能呢度係感官享樂啦。
So in everything, it is not the activities themselves which determine whether it is sense gratification or devotional service.
所以並不是個活動本身究竟去界定咧係感官享樂啦，還是係呢個嘅奉獻服務嘅。
But it is the consciousness, the state of mind which we perform the activity.
反之係我哋嘅心態咧，我哋嘅意識知覺嘅問題嚟嘅。
So as devotees, we have to be very careful to always try to keep this consciousness that we're doing this for the service to Krishna.
所以咧，奉獻者要小心咧，佢要去反省下自己嘅意識知覺啦，係唔係咧係為咗 Krishna 咧嚟到服務啦
？And our goal is to purify ourselves.
咁我哋嘅目標就希望淨化自己啦。
Sense gratification, the activities of the senses simply bring our own destruction.
如果我哋即係去感官享樂嘅話咧，最終嚟講咧，都會係令到我哋毀滅嘅。
So,Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has a story about, he talks about how sometimes people claim that they need many things for their devotional service.
咁 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 咧，佢系解释咧，有啲奉献者咧，佢系宣称咧，佢系要系一啲物资咧，啲嘅事情咧，系为咗自己嘅奉献服务嘅。
You know, sometimes people will say, "Well, I'll go on book distribution, but I need a car if I'm going to go out there on book distribution."
咁譬如奉献者佢有时咧会咁讲啊，我要派书得，但系我要架车嘅喎。
You know, I have to have a car because the books are heavy and I take a lot, I will distribute a lot of books, so I need a car to put the books in. It will be much more convenient for me if I can have a car.
咁啊，派书嗰啲书好重啦，咁同埋咧，咁啊又要攞好多书啦，因为我派好多嘅，所以咧我要架车好方便，咁可以揸嚟揸去咧派好多书。
So sometimes people will say, "Well, I'll go on Sankirtan," but I remember in England, it came to the Christmas marathon one year.So the temple president was trying to get all the marriages to go out on Sankirtan.
咁當時喺倫敦嗰陣時咧，嗰啲嘅廟嘅主持咧，就希望啲媽得子係出去派書嘅。
So in those days, you know, we didn't go out. In England, they don't usually go out so much as devotees. They would go out in karmi clothes, and they were not really selling books, but they were doing paraphernalia.
咁當時咧，佢哋派書嘅方法咧，就唔係真係派書，佢哋派一啲嘅贈品啊、紀念品啊，咁同埋著呢個 karmi clothes 嘅，即係一啲嘅。便装的
So the marriage said, "Oh, we'll go on Sankirtan, but we need new shoes, new coats, new clothes."
咁嗰啲马拉兹咧就同庙主持讲啦，其实我哋可以出去派书嘅，但系咧我哋要对新鞋啦，要对新衫啦。
You know, in England, it's in the winter. It's so cold as well. You know, you really need a lot of clothes. It costs a fortune to dress everybody.
咁啊，因为咧呢个嘅伦敦咧，佢哋喺冬天嘅时候特别冻嘅，佢哋真系要啲大褛啊，啲好衫啊。
I was just in Malaysia, and we have one devotee there from Beijing. He's there just now, Chudananda.
咁啊 ，Chudananda 由北京嚟嘅，佢去咗咧系呢个嘅马来亚。咁当时我都喺嗰度。
He was appreciating how simple life is in this country. He said, "It's so warm all the time, so you don't need many clothes."
咁佢好欣賞啦呢個國家，因為咧經常都係夏天啊，唔需要著咁多衫嘅。
In Beijing, you know, it's so cold in the winter.
喺北京咧好鬼凍啊。
Four or five layers of clothes.
差唔多要著係三四層咁多嘅衫嘅。
So he was appreciating. He said,
oh, 好欣賞啊嗰個國家點解咁好氣候咧
？Don't need, you can live with practically nothing. You just need some shorts and a T-shirt, a few T-shirts.
咁啊，基本上唔使著好多衫嘅，淨係著件 T-恤 咁啊得噶啦。
So it's very easy for us in the name of devotional service that we accumulate many things which we think we actually need for our devotional service.
所以咧。有時咧，我哋會借住奉獻服務咧嘅名義咧，我哋會需求好多好多物資啊，好多用品啊。
The example, the story is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati tells a story about the man, the guru who gave a disciple a Bhagavad Gita.
咁啊，巴迪士丹達又講一個例子啦。佢話咧有一回咧，咕魯咧係俾佢嘅門徒咧一個博加梵歌嘅。
And his disciple was very renounced. He was living in a cave.
咁呢個門徒咧係好氣絕啊！佢喺山窿嗰度住嘅。
But he saw that a mouse was eating, starting to come every day and nibble some pages of the Bhagavad Gita.
但係咧，佢發覺嗰本《博加梵歌》咧就俾只老鼠咬，佢見到老鼠日日都嚟喺度咬呢個書。
And so he thought, if I get a cat, it will keep the mouse away.
咁跟住佢諗啦，不如我養只貓啦，養只貓咁咪可以趕老鼠咯。
So then after he got the cat, then he needed to feed the cat something.
咁佢養咗只貓，佢又要喂只貓啦，食嘢啦。
So somebody gave him a cow.
咁有人咧就布施只母牛俾佢。
But then he had to thought, who's going to take care of the cow?
咁佢又諗啦，邊個可以即係照顧母牛咧
？So he got a cowherd boy.
咁佢揾咗個牧牛童翻嚟。
But then he thought somebody has to watch this cowherd boy and make sure he does the job properly.
咁但系又要揾人即系去监管呢个嘅牧牛童啊，等佢好好咁样去做个差事喎。
So after a lot of thought, he decided better take a wife.
咁佢谂咗好耐之后，不如我即系娶个太太啦，帮下手啦。
And then the wife had to have a house.
咁但系个太太又要求有个房子啦，有个屋啦，咁仲有系。孩子啦，
and then there were more cows.
咁仲要多啲牛添。
And in this way, when his guru came back to look for him, he was very surprised to see the change in his circumstances.
咁後來過一段時候之後咧，佢嘅孤魯咧就翻嚟咧去探佢嘅時候咧，佢好驚訝，點解發生咁多嘅改變喺度
？His guru asked, "What happened to you?"
咁孤魯問佢：你發生咩事啊？你？
And the disciple said, "This is all this Bhagavad Gita which you gave me."
咁多嘢搞出嚟都系呢本《博加梵歌》。
So there is this tendency to always to accumulate so many unnecessary.
所以我哋有倾向咧，希望累积好多好多不需要嘅嘢。
One devotee said to me recently that one Mataji, she was saying that her and her husband were thinking of joining they've been devotees for many years and they had accumulated many things.
咁有個 Mataji 講翻佢嗰個屋企咧，佢話咧佢做咗奉獻者咁耐之後咧，累積咗好多好多嘢。
They said it would be good if they could join the Hare Krishna movement again, give away all their old stuff and start again.
咁佢話最好咧，我哋就真係再去。加入呢個 Hare Krishna 嘅運動啦，咁可以咧將好多好多嘢咧劈咗嘅。
Because when people become devotees, they give up or they get rid of all the nonsense, all the Maya things they've got.
咁啊，因為一啲新人咧，佢參加奉獻者嘅行列之後咧，佢會即刻抌曬啲好多好多冇用嘅嘢。
But then we become devotees, we start collecting so many other things.
但係做咗奉獻者之後咧，又收集其他嘢喎。
So it's sometimes good to take another look, start again, you know, get rid of everything.
最好咧，有時咧就重新開始啦，由頭嚟過。咁啊，跟住咧又抌曬啲嘢啦。
Because this tendency is always there to accumulate unnecessary.
因為呢個傾向就喺度噶啦，經常想累積一啲冇需要嘅嘢。
This is described in the Nectar of Instruction. Rupa Goswami describes 6 things which are harmful to devotional service.
喺呢個教诲的甘露咧 ，Rupa Goswami 係解釋咧，有6樣嘢咧係對靈修有障礙嘅。
Atyahara, prayasas. Atyahara is overeating, and prayasas is overcollecting.
咁一個咧就係過食啦，一個咧係過分收集一啲嘅事物。
Accumulating so many unnecessary things.
即係好多咧，累積好多不需要嘅事物啦。
We should try to always just minimize our different bodily demands.
我哋應該咧係盡量簡化咧我哋身體所求嘅用品嘅。
Not that we have to be artificially austere.
咁並不是代表我哋要好人為刻意咁樣去變得苦行。
Just like now, it's quite cold here in Hong Kong.
好似而家咧，香港已經係冬天啦。
So if we think, well, you know, I don't care, you know, I let me just tolerate the cold because I don't want to keep so many extra clothes.
咁係咪代表我哋話不如咧，我乜都唔要啦？咁我咧就即係唔理呢個冬天啦，唔理寒冷啦。
I should live simple. I want to minimize my demand. I just keep a few simple pieces of cloth.
咁我淨係留幾套即係好簡單嘅衣服啦。咁就其他嘢都唔要啊。咁啊，我唔理呢個冬天啊，唔理呢個寒冷啊。
But then you get sick and you become, you have a serious cold or something, and you can't do any service.
咁問題咧就係話你之後咧你病咗啦，你仲病得好重咧，做唔到服務添。
So devotional service is practical.
所以咧，奉獻服務咧係好實際嘅。
And we have to try. We have to be intelligent enough to understand what are actually our basic needs.
咁我哋要運用我哋智慧咧，去搞清楚咧邊啲我哋係基本所需嘅。
Some people's basic need is to actually be a member, be a family member, and have a family and live in a home.
咁某啲人嚟講咧，佢嘅基本要求嚟講咧，可能係成為一個嘅居士啦。咁啊，有間屋啦，同家人一齊住。
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not against.
咁樣做咧，肯定冇錯嘅，又唔會係違背任何嘅原則嘅。
And they can also make spiritual advance.
佢哋依然咧可以咧係有靈性嘅進步嘅。
Provided Krishna's the center of their activity.
但係最重要嗰樣嘢咧，就係佢哋嘅活動咧係以 Krishna 為中心嘅。
So are there any question?
講到呢度有冇問題？
No, they mix it in with the bath water. After Krishna's bath, they just mix it in with the bath water.
So
why they make this out and make it better taste? Yeah. So this concept. No, the Charanamrita should be delicious. It should be nectar. It should be nectar. Prabhupada told them like it should be very tasty, very relishable. The people, when they taste it, they should really think, oh, this is so heavenly thing, you know. You can immediately appreciate, oh, Krishna is so wonderful.
咁个问题咧，问点解嗰啲嘅洗着水咧系药足水咧，系要加啲系酸忌廉落去咧？咁个答案咧就系话，因为要整到佢好好味，因为咧包括包话咧。當一個人吃到啲Chinamita 嘅時候咧，咁好味嘅時候咧，佢就會知道啊 ，Krishna 真係咁甘，咁係咁甘味。
Just like one day somebody put salt in the Chinamita instead of sugar。
好似有一日咧，咁有人擺鹽落去，擺落啲呢個嘅甘露度。
Prabhupada was very upset。
咁Prabhupada就好失望，好。
It should be some Chinamita has to be very delicious。
係應該好似甘露咁甜味嘅。好食嘅。
I don't know. I think they just like you put yogurt in. You put
yogurt. You said sour cream is necessary.
Is it necessary?
Put so sour cream.
No, it's not necessary.
唔需要，唔係必要嘅，擺酸忌廉。
But it should be nectar.
但一定要甘露咁甜味，甘露一般嘅味道。
It should certainly be delicious.
仲系好食嘅要。
It is amrita, right?
呢个叫 amrita 甘露。
Prabhu, Ramachandra Prabhu.
That thing about the eating the prasad is all mixed one, huh?This is generally the practice of the Mayavadi
Sannyasi
Maharaj.
Really?
Yes.
I heard Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did that though.
Bhakti Saraswati
said
that we should not be too much.
Picky. We shouldn't be picky, right.
So, but generally this is the practice of Mayavadi Sannyasi. But they don't want to taste. So, we want to taste Krishna.But you should not be choosy, just like when they serve prasad, and devotee say, okay, I'll have this Mahaprasad or that Mahaprasad. So when someone is serving Mahaprasad, you know, offer to the deity, whatever they give, you should say.
咁佢有個評語咧，就話嗰啲如果成日食餐咧，都係鹹酸苦辣甜都撈埋一齊嚟講咧，可能係一個假象中嗰個哲學嗰啲人士所食所係即係嘅哲學嚟嘅。點解咧？因為咧，其實咧，巴利士丹達佢所做嗰樣嘅事情咧，即係話撈埋一齊啲所有嘢撈埋一齊咧，就係想教導我哋唔好係揀飲擇食。咁當一個馬帕沙林嚟到派俾你嘅時候咧，你唔應該揀呢個揀嗰個，咁人哋派咩你又要乜嘢？
Yeah, Prabhupada would give the example that on the royal road there is still danger of an accident.
咁巴巴亦都講到啦，喺一個嘅一個好貴族嘅或者一個好好平坦嘅路咧，都可能係有危險嘅。
And just like in India, when India was a British colony, they had certain roads which were like royal roads. It was only meant for the car of the some big government.
好似咧喺印度嗰陣時咧，佢係當時英國殖民地，有啲路咧唔係個都行得嘅，有啲淨係俾政府啲要員啊去行嘅。
Or they had roads which were only for the queen or the king to go on.
或者有啲路咧，淨係啲俾啲皇后皇帝去行嘅。
But Prabhupada said, even you're on that road, there's no traffic, but still there can be an accident.
咁啊，巴巴解釋咧，就算喺皇帝嘅路咧，嗰度咧都唔係最安全嘅，亦都有意外嘅可以。
So even though you follow the rules and regulations, you can still have an accident. You can still get involved in acts of sense gratification.
咁即使我哋遵守曬所有嘅規矩啦、戒條都好啦，咁我哋都可能咧係會犯上個問題咧，就係有感官享樂嘅成分喺裏邊嘅。
We become attached to satisfying our senses rather than being attached to Krishna.
咁我哋咧係依戀咧係感官享樂啦，反而唔依戀 Krishna。
So we have to always try to keep Krishna in the center of every activity.
所以我哋做任何嘢都要將 Krishna 擺一個中心喺度嘅。
So we can judge that by how much we're increasing in our taste for hearing and chanting.
所以咧，我哋做服務嘅時候咧，要增加我哋咧係唱誦同埋聆聽啊。
If we're becoming more eager to read Prabhupada's books, to chant Hare Krishna, to take part in kirtan, these things, that is a very healthy sign.
咁呢個品味嚟講咧，我哋要培育出嚟啦。意思即係話咧，我哋要即係更加喜歡去參與咧，係閱讀嘅經書啊，參與呢個靈唱啊、kirtan 啊。
But we see that a lot of temples around the world, we find that, for example, at a Sunday program, that the Sunday lecture is very poorly attended.
咁我哋見到好多廟啦，嗰啲嘅星期日嘅聚餐咧，嗰個嘅講座咧係冇乜人參加嘅。
But by the time prasadam comes, there's a lot of people.
但係到呢個嘅聚餐嘅時候，有好多人嚟喎。
And this became such a common phenomena in America and places that they found that they had to start charging people for the Sunday feast.
咁嗰個嘅問題咧喺美國咧就特別係即係出現啦。咁所以佢哋搞到咧，要聚餐嗰陣時咧，都要係收費嘅。
Now we like people to eat prasadam, and we don't like to have to sell prasadam.
其實咧，我哋喜歡啲人嚟到咧，係即係食祭遇嘅。我哋其實唔係咁想去賣出去。
But sometimes, you know, because these people didn't want to do any other service except eat prasadam, they didn't want to chant, didn't want to hear, they just want to eat prasadam.
但問題咧，有一班人咧，佢哋除咗嚟食祭遇之外，佢其他嘢都唔想做啊，又唔想唱誦啊，又唔想聽課啊。
So they're devotees, but you know they're not going to make advancement very quickly.
咁問題咧，佢哋都係奉獻者嚟嘅，但係佢哋要進步嘅話咧，就冇咁快啦。
If they're not even interested to hear.
佢哋冇興趣去聆聽啊。
So you have to think how to get them to do some service.
所以咧，對於呢類人嚟講咧，我哋要諗辦法令到佢做服務。
Therefore, some temples say charge.
所以咧，個廟嚟收費。
I know that Prabhupada said that he said that the 95% of people became devotees because of prasad, and 94% of them are remaining devotees because of prasad.
咁有個講法啦，大部分嘅奉獻者咧嚟參加咧，因為 prasadam 啦。咁大部分嘅奉獻者咧，繼續做奉獻者，因為有 prasadam。
Yeah, that's true.
係啊，呢個都係事實嚟嘅。
I'm here because of prasadam. Where would you get prasanna? But still, does that mean we should just simply let everybody come and eat prasadam and then go away?
咁並係咪代表任何人嚟咁就等佢食 prasadam 跟住走咗去咧？
Just like some people say that, you know, the food for life program is, they don't approve. Some people think that you know, to give food out to destitute people in the street is not the best way of spreading Krishna consciousness.
咁譬如有人有評論咧，佢話。即係去派啲食物俾啲饑餓嘅人咧，喺街度咧，好似唔係咁好嘅方法去傳播呢個 Krishna 之覺。
Are these people who are taking prasadam? What is their consciousness in taking prasadam?
嗰啲人當佢係食 prasadam 嘅時候，佢意識之覺係點樣樣嘅咧
？We should actually understand prasadam is non-different from Krishna.
我哋要了解咧 ，prasadam 同 Krishna 冇分別嘅。
So to impress that point on people, that is. The difficulty.
咁但係要人明白呢一點嚟講咧，都幾困難。
Well, it's a spiritual thing. Whether they know it or don't know it, it acts.
Well, but the amount you say it will act, but how it will act will depend very much on how much they know. And people who don't know anything, it's not going to act very much on them.
Maharaj, then the point then that Ramdu Dacharya's incident that when he threw the prasad, the fish ate it. The fish had no idea that it was prasad. That's not contradictory then.
Huh?
It's not contradictory then.
I don't know this story. What is this?
Ramdu Dacharya was working with few disciples and then he threw some prasad in a pond. And the fish ate it and they immediately left the body and they were rising in the 400 form. And the disciples were shocked, you know, they said, Guru Maharaj, Ramana said, what happened? He said, you threw prasad, the fish ate it, and they are rising in the 400 form, going back to Vaikuntha. So he said, that's the glory of Mahaprasad. So he said, but I eat prasad every day. So he said, you speculate too much. So the fish there, he said, they didn't speculate, they just honored it without any concentration. So
one does not need to know the glory. You just want to. 咁有個例子咧，就係Ramanuja Acharya咧，佢有一回咧，將佢食剩啲嘢咧，就擺落嗰個湖度。咁啲有幾條魚食咗之後咧，就即刻解脱咧，係變咗四臂形象咧，係翻去無憂星宿。咁嗰啲門徒咧，見到呢件事發生之後咧，就好奇怪啦，就問佢師傅咧：，哇，咁點解會咁樣嘅？咁犀利嘅？咁啊，佢話：，咁跟住咧，那個師傅就話係啊，因為佢哋咧係即係有咁嘅效果咧，因為 prasadam 咧可以令到佢咧有咁嘅效果。咁嗰啲門徒問：咁我哋日都即係享用你嘅祭丸，點解又冇咩事情發生咧？因為咧嗰啲門個答案咧，如果啲門徒咧就喺度推敲太多，所以冇咁嘅效果。
But it becomes just like mundane welfare work, just feeding the poor。
呢個嘅生命之糧咧，變得可能係一啲嘅世俗嘅。一啲嘅叫慈善活動啊，去救濟啲窮人。咁依然都係好嘅，因為嗰啲食物咧係供奉過啦，咁有靈性嘅效果嘅。
Just like I know in Indian marriages, they have big marriages. There's other ceremonies, you know, they have function, yajna. They invite people, lots of food.So the original system was because it was all offered to the Lord and distributed. And later on the tradition kept on but the offering stopped. So they have big festival, you know, they call it Bhandara, you know. So the food is offered in large quantities but it's ordinary food. But originally the system was it was all offered and so the man was happy to distribute, you know, large quantity of prasad.
咁啊，傳統嚟講，啲印度咧嗰度啲婚禮啊、過節嘅時候咧，都會係大量派發 prasadam 啊。個概念咧就係話嗰啲食物咧係供奉咗啦，咁等啲人去享用嘅時候咧，佢哋要得到啲好處嘅靈性嘅好處嘅。
Of course, yeah, definitely. People like who are cooking just as a job, they're not really cooking for Krishna, they're doing it for a livelihood. to just to make some money for their own maintenance. So these people are not going, they're not really cooking for Krishna. Although the food may be offered to Krishna somewhere, usually not on the altar, but some makeshift altar somewhere. So it's not the highest prasadam.
Prasadam 都有唔同嘅程度嘅。咁譬如巴奥巴佢亲手煮嘅 prasadam， 啲嗰啲嘅奉献者食完之后咧，觉得灵性唔同嘅。咁譬如去印度嗰阵时咧，咁我哋去即系食大餐啊，咁好多人煮嘢，嗰啲煮嘢都人咧未必一定系好即系纯洁嘅奉献者，或者佢哋可能净系赚钱过活啊，又喺度煮嘢啊。咁佢哋意识知觉嚟讲，唔系谂住供奉俾 Krishna， 净系谂住赚钱喺度过活嘅啫。所以不同的，即是prasadam都有不同的程度的。
No, real prasadam means it should be cooked by brahmanas actually, initiated devotees, and then it's offered also by a qualified pujari priest and on the proper place to on the altar to the deities. Then that is actual prasadam.
咁真正嘅prasadam咧就係由啲弟子喺你嘅婆羅門所煮嘅啦。咁然之後咧有一個正確嘅地方喺神壇嗰度供奉啦。咁就由呢個祭司去供奉，咁先係真正嘅 prasadam。
So everything is important. The people who cook the food, the people who offer the food, and the people who eat the food also. You have to take it with the right consciousness.
咁所以幾樣嘢都要係去考慮嘅，煮嗰人嘅意識之覺啦，供奉嗰人意識之覺啦，同埋食嗰人嘅意識之覺咧都要考慮嘅。
Mm. Yeah. One time I take a little bit of water, half cup, and I think that also I come here, seldom come here, so I take more, and I take more for purification. So I drink the half cup. So after a few days, I take it's the same half cup, but also it's not there for purification, I think it's for drinking, so nectar, I want to drink more. So after that day,
咁佢嘅例子咧就话喺印度 Mayapur 嗰时，咁啊，如果佢当时咧就饮半杯嘅 Chanamita 嘅，咁就谂住咧希望得到净化啦，咁啊冇事喎，咁但系过咗几日之后，佢再饮半杯 Chanamita 嘅时候咧，佢又反而有肚屙喎，咁去医生嗰阵时咧，医生听咗佢情况之后就解释俾佢听啦，个 Chanamita 咧，如果你食几滴都好啦，好似棵树嘅种子咧就会有个效果咧，一路咁。即係有影響力喺度，但如果你諗住咧，好似一啲飲品啊，好味嘅嘅嘢嘅話咧，咁啊變咗一種感官享樂嚟講咧，咁嗰個 Chanamita 嘅物質嘅屬性一面咧，咁就會係就會受你去影響咗你咧，咁而你有生病啦變咗。咁喺聖地嚟講咧，你嘅慾望咧會放大一千倍嘅。
But Mayapur is more mercy, right? You get more mercy in Mayapur.
在 Mayapur, 你会得到更多恩慈的。
Lord Chaitanya shouldn't take offense.
咁主菜爷咧，佢有冒犯嘅时候，佢都唔视为冒犯嘅。
Okay, so we will stop here.
好啦，停呢度，停落嚟啦。